Today's share in the Dershim Mishnah Brua Yomi program is Dav Chaf Hei Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brua in the middle of Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. We begin on the very last line, Sif Dalid, on Chaf Hei Omud Aleph. And the Mechaber tells us, Sif Dalid, La'achar HaTainis, after Tisha B'Av is over, Mutu L'Saper L'Chabis Miyad. One is permitted to go and cut their hair and do laundry immediately, Miyad. The Mishnah Brua says in Sivkot Lamed Vav, Kal V'Chomer Shemut B'Bas V'Yayin. If you can do these things, you certainly can even drink meat and wine. However, he says, "Va'osan anogin isur bebos of a yain at Shabbos Nachamu." There are those that have a custom that they wouldn't have wine until the following Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu. So he brings down in the name of the Marshal Oslamites in the Shaaretz Zion, Yeshomer de Minhaga Shotosu, that this is a mistaken custom, Vein Tzarech HaTorah, and those that wish to no longer follow it don't even need to do Atoras Nedarim. However, the Bach Avol Abach and the Mogen of Ram his schemu de Tzarech HaTorah, that this, while it may be a mistaken custom, does require Atoras Nedarim. And until they do Hataras Nadarim, Asurin, they wouldn't be allowed to go and have meat and wine until Shabbos Nachmu, and Gamkin Lispar Ulechabes Ad Yom HaChamishi Mibnei Kovat Shabbos. They wouldn't be allowed to go and take haircuts or do the laundry up until Thursday, because then they could do it for Kovat Shabbos. And he says, Ayin the Mogen Avram, Mashakos of Obin Yezed. The Mogen Avram has further details. Look over there. Sivkotin Lam and Zayin. He says, Miyad, immediately after Tisha B'Av is over, you can do these things. However, the Mishnah Brua says, Ayin Lekamen and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Ches B'Yachronim, where he says over there that in fact, the Mitzah bin Haga, there is a Minog Yesh Lazar B'Zeh B'Yom Asiri Ad Chatzos Yom. The people don't engage in these types of activities, such as laundry or haircutting, meat and wine, up until Chatzos the next day, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and continued to burn Nebuch until the middle of Yud. In fact, the Gemara tells us, Rav Yochanan said, if it was up to him, he would have said, Yud Ba'av should be the day that we commemorate the Beis HaMikdash, because most of it was destroyed on Yud Ba'av. The fire was actually lit in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Tisha footnote number 44 brings down that it says as well, Nechlku b'zeh achronim, im yesh leso mitzad haminog ad chatzos yom asar ba'av, gam b'kibus v'tisparis. Do they also say that you shouldn't do the laundry and haircutting, or just achilas basur shtiyas yayin? And the conclusion is that many achronim say that this din is lemaisa, that they don't take haircuts or do laundry, meat or wine up until chatzos. Mechaber continues and he says, V'im chol Tisha B'Av b'yom rishon o b'shabbos v'nidchel yachar Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out Sunday or on Shabbos, and it's nidchet to Sunday, so the actual Tisha B'Av day of fasting is on Sunday. So then, mutu b'shtei shabbosos. In this situation, according to the Mechaber, there is no shur shechalbo, and all the dinim don't apply because the shur shechalbo doesn't really exist, because if it's on Shabbos, it doesn't get observed on Shabbos, it's really on Sunday, so then the shur shechalbo doesn't exist because Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. And likewise, there's no week afterwards as well, because the Sunday is Tisha B'Av, and then you have the whole rest of the week, essentially, to do haircuts, laundry, etc. And this is true, Ben Shekholim, Tainis Ben Shachriv, and these leniencies in this situation apply both before the Tainis and after the Tainis, because there is no Shur Shechabo, according to the Mechaber. However, he then brings down, in the name of the Tur, in the name of the Smag, in the name of the Smak, you can see this in Ber HaGolah, V'yesh Misha Omer, these Rishonim hold, Shenoagu Lesser Kol Shavu L'Fonav, in this situation, that there is a Shur Shechabo the entire week, with some exceptions regarding Thursday and Friday in preparing for Shabbos. The Mishnah Brua explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches, Hainu, Heche Shechol B'Shabbos V'Nidche, in a situation where Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos and it's pushed off till Sunday, Avol Chol B'Yom Rishon, if it's Chol on Sunday, Mutter Af L'Dei Azu, then there is no Shur Shechabo according to this opinion as well. And you can see in the Shaaretz Zion, Osman, he says, Ul'didon Ein Nafkamina. For us, there is no practical difference because we're not so makbid on just the Shur Shechabo. He brings down, Mishukos of Arai, to know again less so Mi Rosh Chodesh, because the Ramah says that our minig is to hold from Rosh Chodesh already, so it doesn't make a difference whether we call it a Shur Shechabo or not. We're Noheg all these dinim from Rosh Chodesh on anyway. And this brought down the name of the Prima Gadim. The Dershu foot number 45 brings down, there is one nafkamina, and that's for young children. That he brings down, according to the Chayyadim, Lefi min hagenu, ein lahachmir letzorech titanim, el b'shur shechabo tisha b'av. For the needs of young children, you don't have to be machmir if there's no shur shechabo. Mishnah Brua continues and says, Zivkot Lamites, that this applies, that there's a shur shechabo, but not for Thursday and Friday. Shemutal kovet Shabbos, the Mishnah Brua says. And we discussed some of this as well in Zivkot Lamit Beis. Then he says, "Hatzorech leilech lemerachakim." Somebody has to travel. B'shavuot shechabo tisha b'av in this week, mutar liten lechoveses akum. He's allowed to give over laundry to a non-Jewish launderer lechabes big day pishtun to go and clean his big day pishtun, which we already said there's a minug that one can be makel with in general for big day pishtun lekama shabbosos, even for several weeks because he's going away. Shatzorech aladerech, because he's going to need on the road, he's not going to have access to a laundry. Then we see the Ramah tells us, Hagav in Noagin Lahachmi Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh LaInyan Kibbutz. As we pointed out, the Ramah brings down that our minig is really from Rosh Chodesh and not just the Shuash Chabo in regards to doing laundry. And in regards to haircutting, Avot Tisporis, Noagin Lahachmir Miyud Zayim Tamuz. He brings down the Minhagim that we do, in fact, not take haircuts already. Ashkenazic Jews don't take haircuts already from Shavasa B'Tamas. Sivkot Mem, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'lo Koda, but we don't have to go and not do laundry during the 3 weeks. We just don't do it during the 9 days. Shein Rav Atzivri, Chol Lamobo, because that'd be too difficult not to do laundry for 3 weeks. Sivkot Mem Aleph, but haircutting we don't do from Shavasa B'Tamas. And he says, Ayin Lekamen, and Siv Tezvav, in the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to have this discussion over there. Siv Hei, the Mechaber writes, also, le'ivrios, le'chabis big dehov de kochavim, mishwazeh. It is forbidden for a Jewish person, he says ivrios, because mostly women would probably be the ones that are doing the laundry. That's why it uses the feminine form of Jewess rather than Jewish people, but that's just the common practice. It was probably a woman who would be doing the laundry. So he says, also, le'ivrios, le'chabis big dehov de kochavim, mishwazeh. The Jewish women shouldn't do, men too, same halach applies. They're not allowed to do laundry for a non-Jewish person during the Shua Shechabo. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Membeis, Afal Gav de Medina Shari, there technically is nothing wrong with doing laundry. It's not an Isser Melacha. Shari Ain Isser Kibos Mishum de Asa Melacha. It's not like Shabbos, you can't do the laundry because it's an Isser to do Melacha. Here there's no Isser to do the laundry. It's Ela Kedei L'mayit B'Simcha. The whole purpose is that you shouldn't get Simcha, or L'harus Avelis, and to demonstrate Avelis. That's why we don't do laundry. And in this situation, when you're doing it for a non-Jewish person, follow Shaykh B'Kibos Bigdei Nochrim, there is no problem in doing laundry for a guy from those points of view, because you don't get simcha out of doing his laundry, and it doesn't take you away from the avelus. It's not a simcha, and it's not taking away from avelus. So therefore, one might have thought that it's permissible. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, afilu hachi osur mipnei maris ayin. You're not allowed to do this because of maris ayin. They don't know you're doing the laundry for them. This will have a number of ramifications if it's clear that you're doing the laundry for them. So let's see inside the issue, foot number 47. He brings down, mekevin she'isur b'chabis b'yom elu hu gam machmas she'esh b'kach hesech hadas mi'avelus. Part of this is that you're going to lose track of the avelus if you do your laundry. So therefore, in this situation, the Ma'aseh Zeshecha writes, Shesarch lahosif, Shebekibus begodim, Shenim shalo, Ain gam mishum hesech hadas mi'avelus, Kivin shem olachtu osik. This isn't called the hesech hadas, and that wouldn't be the reason. The only reason here is because of Maris Ayin. Tishu foot number 48 says, Im machmas tishetismane, Milachabes tifsedenas parnasosun, Shach mi'avu lachabes mokam acher. If you have regular customers, and if you close your laundry shop for 9 days, you're going to go elsewhere and you lose your customers, so then the Shar Mitzvah Ma'alocha, Rav Bruan Zatzal, who lived in Brooklyn, he passed away maybe 25 years ago. He wrote the Shar Mitzvah Ma'alocha, which is a commentary on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and is a tremendous, beautiful commentary on it, as well as he wrote commentary on almost all the Masechtos in the Gemara. So it's called the Shar Mitzvah Ma'alocha, and he writes, Shemutu Levsoach Es Hamechabsa. One can open up the laundromat in this situation, and it can rely upon the Shilas Shuv Marsham and the Shilas Shuv Marish angle that say Shein Lachush L'Maris Ayin B'Mokum Shiyavsid Machmas Kaches Parnoso. You don't have to be concerned about Maris Ayin if it means you're going to lose your livelihood. What about doing the laundry for Jewish people? Now he brings down over here. There's a problem of Lifnei Iver Losite Milsho. Well, you technically aren't having Simcha from this, and you technically aren't going to lose your Avelus. Forget the Avelus, but you're going to give him nice clean laundry and he's going to wear it. That's a problem of an evil losite milcho. He brings down that there are other laundromats available, so then the din might be different. He brings down a whole number of different opinions, and he says for Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, who brings down that if you own a laundromat where you just have to put in coins and use the machines, it's not a service that you're providing, you're just providing the machines, so that they're allowed to keep them open during the 9 days. Back to the Mishmur, he says, because the reason why it's Maris Ayin is she'ein nikar meha sheheim shel akum. You can't tell that they're necessarily in Akum's clothing. However, omnam b'mokum she'akum yesh lem abushim acherim. The nikar lekol sheheim shel akum yesh lehokel. But if it's clear that these are non-Jewish person's clothing, there's some sort of either color or the way that the beged is styled. So if it's clear that this is a frock of a priest, whatever it may be, that it's clearly not a Jewish person's clothing, so then there is no Maris Ayin concern, and then one might be able to be mekel. And he brings down the issue foot number 49. If it's clear to everybody that you're doing laundry for non-Jewish people, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's also permissible. And certainly also, if you're starving, you have nothing to eat, so if you need to make food for the 9 days, certainly you're allowed to do it in that situation as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel says, "Bezeh af l'didon lo nihigen me rosh chodesh." In this situation, where we're only concerned about doing the laundry for a non-Jewish person of Marisayin, that's only in the Shul Shachabo. It's not from the 9 days. Midalok Kosev Ramah, the Noagin Apazim rosh chodesh, and the proof is that the Ramah didn't stay over here, and we're knowing to do this from the 9 days, like he writes in the Sif before and the Sif here too. It's Moshe Kosev Sif Shachazeh, and he brings down the Chayyadim. Now we go to Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, "Kelim Chadoshim." New clothing. Here, kelim can sometimes mean utensils, sometimes means clothing. Here it means clothing. So you have kelim chadoshim. Bein luvonim, whether they're white garments, or bein suim, whether they're colored garments. Bein shal tzemer, whether they're from wool. Bein shal pishtim, whether they're from linen. Also, lilbosh b'shabbos day. You're not allowed to wear brand new clothing on this Shabbos. That's what the Bechavah tells us. And the Ramah adds, v'anu machmirin, me'rosh chodesh ve'elach. Again, he's machmir, the Ramah says, that we hold this din even from Rosh Chodesh and onwards. Now, Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Membeis, u'b'makom shederech lichbosh hagvadim v'machabish, if you're going to go and press the clothing, so imkein, havu b'chlal m'guhotzin, v'asurim, afi lehem yishonim, then they wouldn't be allowed even they were old clothes because this giyutz, hagiyutz, also son kechadosh, makes it into like it's brand new. Vasur and lobosh, bishavuz, and you wouldn't be allowed to wear them during the Shua Shechabo, according to the Mechaber, and according to Ramah, during the entire 9 days. That's where the underlying reason why we don't wear new clothing, according to those who don't wear new clothing on Shabbos, that's where it comes from, even on Shabbos Chazal. The apple pishul lof shel mikvar, kama shabbosos, even though you wore them previously, if you're going to do this giyutz to them, if you're going to press them, this fancy dry cleaning, adayin gihutzon nikar v'hevi kachadoshim. The pressing is so clear and prevalent that it's clear that they're like new clothing, and that's the problem. Dishavu number 51 brings down that if the folds aren't so crisp and clean, they're somewhat unfolded, so the stipler gone says, ap begadim shumuchubasim uguhatsim mutarim lilavisha. Then you could wear them. Dishavu number 52 brings down, olahaknis kelim chadoshim lebeso. Could go in Arun Svarim. Here we're talking about utensils to bring in a brand new Svarim shrank or something similar to that, a new chest. So Moshe Feinstein, Tzatzal, and Nigris Moshe brings down Shekishem, Shalavisha, Sabagadim, Yodam Asur, Mishim, Simcha. Just like wearing new clothing gives you Simcha, so too buying new furniture like this would also give you Simcha. And if it's something that you make a Shechiyanu on, you should not bring it in. If it's something that you don't make a Shechiyanu, you don't get such Simcha from it. F Shoshiyesh Lahat. He says, maybe you could. However, he says, Mikomokom, Arun Choshev, anything that's really a Choshev type of a furniture, Shemachmish, Omid, the Shemish, Kobani Abayas. Because everybody's using it, you don't make a shechiyanu, make a matava meitiv, that you certainly shouldn't bring in during this time. If somebody else wore the garment, it's new to you, but it's not new in the sense that it has been worn by somebody else. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down mutal lofshu. You could do that. Our bar mitzvah boy who has his bar mitzvah coming out during the 9 days is allowed to wear his new clothing. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that's okay. However, ideally, if he has them beforehand, he should try to put them on before the 9 days start. Dishah foot number 53 talks about wearing new clothing for a shidduch. So Rav Yashav Zatzal brings down that would be permissible. You can even wear big day Shabbos in that situation. And so is the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi. Rav Azaz Zatzal mutter im ze yochol lashpia al hatzlochas ha-shidduch, especially if it will help the shidduch go forward. That's why they're very makul to do this on the first date especially, more so than maybe on other dates when maybe it's not considered as important. Mishnah Berurah continues, says in Sivkot Memhei, well, my Risha kona begin mesukon kemoshu. Person's talking here that he bought a new garment prior to the 9 days. Uberach shechiyonu b'shas kniya kodem yudzayim b'tamuz, and he bought it before the 3 weeks even, and made a shechiyonu before the 3 weeks. V'alkein ain't itzu kodem Rosh Chodesh, and therefore there's no problem to wear it before Rosh Chodesh. The Mishu Kana Begit Shaino Masukan, the Nosan Luman Lispar, Halo Mavarch Bashas Lavisha. So then if you have to go and fix it, so then you only make the Shachyanu when you put it on. But also Lubosh, Mizai Matamas Mishun Shachyanu. And then you have the problem that you shouldn't make a Shachyanu during the 3 weeks, so then you shouldn't put on new clothing. So here we're talking about where it was already fully bought and you made the Shachyanu before the 3 weeks started, and now you want to wear it for the first time during the 9 days. That's what you should not do according to the Ramah. Well, Das HaMekilin, and according to the Mekel opinion, the Bishabbosu Shivein HaMetzorim, Mutul Var Shechiyanu, that for Shabbos you can make a Shechiyanu, so Imkein Mutul Lubosh Chadoshim, Bishabbosos Shivein HaMetzorim. Then you could wear new clothing for the Shabboses of the 3 weeks. However, Avo Merech Shodesh Ve'elech, also if you'll be Shabbos. But if it's the Shabbos of the 9 days, then you shouldn't wear new clothing, even though you're wearing it on Shabbos. Or Begadim She'en Mechashuvim Kokach, for garments that aren't so important. She'en Tzarech Levarech, Alav Shechiyanu, a person doesn't make Shechiyanu on them. For example, could go Minolim Chadashim, new shoes, Van Pilos, or socks, Uchayosim is there. So Bevadim Mutal Liknosu, Levashov, Yudzayim Vitamas of Rosh Chodesh. Then you can buy it during the 3 weeks up until Rosh Chodesh of. And he says, I ain't old, Mashach Kasavnu, Besif Yudzayim. We'll learn this in the Mirotz Hashem in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Moshe Magro. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omim she'asu l'sakein begodim chadoshim u'minolim chadoshim b'shabezeh. There are those that say that you shouldn't go and fix garments, new clothing, or new shoes during this period of time. learn the Shur Shechaba. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkat Membab, wrote to Lomar, Sha'asa Lassos Begum Chadash, but you can't make new clothing during this time. The Chain Ampilos, Shekorin Zakin, you can't even make socks. Also, Lever, you can't weave socks during this period of time. However, Lotzorach Nisuim, if you need them for a wedding after the 3 weeks, after the 9 days are over, Shemisha En Lo Isha Ubanim, somebody is not yet married, Mutal Lassos Begum Chadash, he could make new clothing then, Domidina Mutal Lafil Lisa, because technically he could even get married, it's only a minute, Gnatu, Vachanal, Basif, Kut, and Yudal, as we've already explained. Afilu Batisha Bavatsmo, Shari Lasso say they akum Lotzorach Nisuim, and technically you could even have a non Jewish person do this for you on Tisha B'Av if you need it for weddings. Sivkot and Memzayin, new shoes, Menolim Chadoshim, Vodin, they're also lush, and not only can't you make them, but you certainly can't wear them. The issue for number 60, yes, an interesting question. What happens if you have new shoes, but they're your non-leather shoes that you were planning on wearing on Tisha B'Av and you haven't worn them previously? So the Kavachayim writes, Shekiv and Shem Zecheli Avelis, they are specifically for Avelis, they're non-leather shoes, it's possible that you'd be allowed to wear them for the first time on Tisha B'Av. However, he says, Tov Hadov Lulavshim Pam Rishon B'Yom Kippur. He says, when you're buying your non-leather shoes, that you wear them 2 times a year on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, he says, better to wear them new for the first time on Yom Kippur. He says, if you don't wear them for the first time in Tisha B'Av, that's a good thing, and you'll have a bracha. He brings that from the Poskim. You technically be allowed to wear them the first time on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because even Bahem Yishum Simcha, and technically you'd be allowed to. Tisha B'Av number 61 says, what about putting tzitzis on a new garment? So it brings down from Nissan Karlitz Asal that that would be permissible. Tisha B'Av number 62 brings down, if you forgot to buy new shoes for Tisha B'Av, so he brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and as well as from Vazin Zatzal, in the Beis Halevi, Shemut Liknos Gam Acher Rosh Chodesh Av, you can even buy them during the 9 days, and even the Shua Shechabo, because Koshel Olex Yachav, what's the guy going to do? He doesn't have shoes to wear on Tisha B'Av, he's going to walk barefoot, he's going to walk in just his socks, can't do this. On the other hand, Ruchaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, Yesh Machmir Mizeh, that one should be Machmir in this situation. And he says, Tzorich Ian, Lamaisa, what should you do? Then he brings on the Kavachayim She'ev Shemut L'Chadshon Af B'Tisha B'Av. He says you can even put on new shoes on Tisha B'Av because, again, it's Zeichel Avelus. However, he's Mosif, and he says, Shemish Yesh L'Mashu Achel Lilbosh B'Tisha B'Av. You have something else, and you're Machmir not to wear the new shoes on Tisha B'Av, then that person is Tovo Olav Bracha. Again, he'll be rewarded. The Mechaber then adds, and he says that you shouldn't have these new garments or Binol L'Chadshon, V'Yesh L'Hachmir Zeh Me'Rosh Chodesh. This is not only the Shul Shechabo, he brings down for the tour. That's his own opinion, that you should, in fact, be machmir on this from Rosh Chodesh and on. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Memches, the Yerushalmi Isa, then Yerushalmi is brought down, and this is also, we'll see, in Lekaman in Sivches and tomorrow's year, the Nehige Shalo Lemishtei Amra Mida'ayel Rosh Chodesh off. That you shouldn't go Lemishtei Amra, the Shesi and Erev are the wharf and the woof threads, so you shouldn't even start the garment to even make the first linkages of the garment over here, of this woolen garment. And he says, V'chol tikkun begadim hadruchazeh, and any type of making of a garment is included in this, the hashasiyah, making the shesi type of thread, heavy tchila samocha. That's the start of making a sweater, that's the start of making a garment, that's not allowed. However, the Ramah says, Hagah, v'wad din da'asul liknosen, not only making them, he says, you can't even buy them. V'chein uman yisrael, asul asul lachem, and a professional tailor over here, a weaver, should not make them for other people. And this is true whether he does it for free or not. Bein mischar, bein mechinam. He brings down the Terumas Hadeshen and the Beis Yosef. And the Ramah concludes, and he says, V'nogu l'hokul was there, the minhag is to be nekel. Now, let's see exactly what this means. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Memtes, afilu daito shelo l'loshen achar ha'tisha b'av, even if you're not going to wear them to left the tisha b'av, v'dum yodah srinon le'el l'inyan kibos, afilu mechabsen l'aniach. You're not allowed to go do the laundry, even if you're not going to wear it. So you can't make these garments, even if you're not going to wear them until after Tisha B'Av. Sivkot Nun, also Lasos and Lachem, you can't make them for other people as well. However, Ve'meinlo Ma Yochal, if the guy is Nebuch starving, he needs Parnasa, so then sure, he'd be allowed to make them for other people, just like Kamo Ovel, Le'achash Losh Yavim, even in Ovel, after the first 3 days, so if he's desperate for food, needs Parnasa, he's allowed to even work during the last days of the Shiva. Finally, Mr. Bruce Sivkot Nun Aleph, he says that the minhag is to be Meikel, Umashman Dafil Yisrael, Nogul Hokel, even if you're making them for a yid, you can be makel in this situation. And umayrish in the son-in-law called Rosh Chodesh, but you gave it to him before Rosh Chodesh. Because if you gave it to him after Rosh Chodesh, he'd like a Rosh Chodesh, pshita, the osalitelah, because then you can be over the iver, titein milcho, you're going to make a stumbling block for him because he may come to wear it on the Shur Shechabo or during the 9 days. This is a good stopping point. This will conclude today's shiur.